What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. And guys, I got another list for you guys today that I want to share really quick. Today's list is going to be including my three players on the New York Giants who could lose their jobs to to some of these rookies this season. So without further ado, let's get right into it. It's no secret that this year's draft was one of the best for the Giants in recent memory. You know, general manager Joe Shane and his front office picked up some nice pieces for Big Blue, both making an immediate impact and to add some depth to the roster. With the exceptions of Deontay Banks and John Michael Schmitz, you know, no one in this draft class is expected, you know, to start right out the gate or even be the number two guy. However, that could change quickly. You know, if some of these veterans don't bring their best throughout the season. You know, so I'm just going to take a look at who might be on the hot seat for the G-men and which youngsters, not just the 2023 draft picks, could take their spots. So without further ado, let's get right into it. Number one, I got cornerback Darnay Holmes. Look, at right now, it feels like it's up in the air if Darnay Holmes will still be on the roster once week one arrives. You know, there's been plenty of speculation that he could potentially be a cap casualty at some point in the near future. There would be several guys ready to step up if Joe Shane decides to part ways with him. You know, with rookie Trey Hawkins III, who has made a name for himself early on at OTAs, a player to keep an eye on moving forward would definitely be Cordell Flapp. Cordell Flapp joined the Giants last season, and then I believe he ended up appearing in 11 games, recorded 6 starts. You know, Cordell Flapp surprised plenty of people with his play, and there's no question the staff is high on his potential. Last campaign for defensive coordinator Wink Martindale and head coach Brian Daboll, you know, this guy who is 6'1", posted 26 total tackles, he had one forced fumble. There are high expectations for this kid going into 2023, and I have a feeling he'll live to those high expectations. He was thrown right into the mix last year and proved his worth. More of the same will be, you know, on the way this season. You know, so I got Darnay Holmes. Number two, I got running back Matt Breida. You guys recently heard me talk about this before. Here's why I have Matt Breida. Look at Matt Breida. Let's give him his flowers. He has been a solid backup since he became a Giant, so this undoubtedly hurts to say. However, Eric Gray, 5th-round pick out of Oklahoma, has the potential to do some serious damage in the NFL. This kid made his last college season his best as he rushed for more than 1,300 yards and 11 touchdowns. You know, he was also solid out of the backfield as a receiver. I believe he caught 33 passes for an average of 6.4 yards a reception. You know, look at it. This kid currently sits right behind Matt Breida on the depth chart at number 3, but if his potential can translate to the field, Matt Breida may be the third guy sooner rather than later. You know, Look, with these two running backs, all the measurables are pretty much a wash. They're about the same height. You know, Matt Breida is faster, and Eric Gray is a little bit stronger. On the field, both of them can seemingly do the same things as well. Both of these guys are good at eating yards and reading blocks. Plus, they both can be a threat out of the backfield to catch the ball and make a play. So I think the question is, where is the possibility Eric Gray could take the number two spot? Well, simply put, Eric Gray's age helps him here. This guy, Eric Gray is essentially the newest model and 5 years younger. In a day and age of the NFL where running backs seem to age quickly, you want some version of youth in the backfield. Eric Gray can bring that, and then some to MetLife Stadium. I really feel like Eric Gray could see extended action as Saquon Barkley's backup this fall. That's number two. Last but not least, I hate saying this, but I got wide receiver Isaiah Hodgins. And I hate saying this because I thought he has proven enough, even though he barely got any playing time, that he can be a huge part of this offense. But look at this guy. He became a fan favorite for Big Blue Nation last season, catching 33 passes for 351 yards and 4 touchdowns in just 8 games. In 8 games, he played for the Giants. His performance in the wild card round was nothing short of brilliant as well. Most fans believe those 8 games were his breakout and he'll be the next great Giants wide receiver. However, there is some skepticism that comes with this guy. The obvious question was last year all a fluke. Well, for a team without a true number one wide receiver, the coaching staff would do anything to try to find one. Enter third round pick out of Tennessee, Jalin Hyatt. Jalin Hyatt wasn't just good in college. He was quite literally one of the best in the country. The 2022 Biletnikoff Award winner turned in a season that accounted for 67 receptions, more than 1,200 yards, and 15 touchdowns. 5 of those touchdowns came against Nick Sirianni's Alabama, against Nick Saban's Alabama Crimson Tide in a thrilling Tennessee win. But I will say this, college is certainly different than the NFL, but numbers like that are nothing to overlook. Jalin Hyatt has been widely regarded as one of the biggest steals in the draft, and his numbers tell us why. If Isaiah Hodgins or any other receiver for that matter isn't careful, the receiver's room will belong to Jalin Hyatt. Now, while I expect Isaiah Hodgins to be featured quite a bit early on in the campaign, I wouldn't be surprised to see Jalin Hyatt see more of the field than Isaiah Hodgins at some point in the season. Jalin Hyatt's got monster potential as well, So yeah, but it's going to be very interesting to see how things roll out at the wide receiver spot. It's going to be very interesting. I think that's the best part of training camp. You get to see players with a lot of talent put everything on the line. So it's going to be very interesting to see how things roll out in training camp for the Giants. I can see something like that happening. And yeah, guys, those are my three players on the New York Giants who I can see losing their jobs to these rookies. So Let me know how you guys feel about my list. And you guys, look at you guys know me. I'm not about players losing. I don't like it when people lose their jobs. You know, but like I said before, this is just how the NFL works. But we're gonna have to see what happens, you know, going into training camp. And yeah, but I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I will keep you guys updated for more news about the New York Giants, so stay tuned. But until then, guys, I am out. Peace.